It's my truck isn't in Spain. Like, it's just in front of the house.
Have you ever brought your truck to Spain?
No, because ocean.
Because ocean? Danny Ocean? Frank Danny Ocean stole your truck?
Frank
like
Ocean?
Like Ocean's 11?
Like that guy who saved...
Like George Clooney, like, stole your truck? All 11 of
like
Clooney's
Frank Ocean?
11?
Like Frank Ocean that sings?
Water and
Frank Ocean is not in Ocean's 11. It's Danny Ocean.
Yeah, but Frank Ocean sings?
While Danny Ocean steals stuff?
He's an African-American.
Did you say Frank Gorshin?
Frank Ocean.
Because he's dead.
Frank Gorshin was the Riddler. I knew that. I didn't just piggyback on his statement. I knew that because of books.
You ever given the Riddler a
and
piggyback?
That's an original thought by me.
I read that on
the
a book.
On a book? You read it on a book?
On the internet. It was a book-ternet.
But you were using the book as a table for your computer?
I was using the book as a bong.
Has anyone watched The Shield show?
No.
Shield is excellent. I meant Agents of Shield.
I know what you meant.
No spoilers. Yeah.
Which
I watched
weird.
The last two episodes and apparently shit's gone cray.
There's just this really stern looking girl frowning, and I guess it's a crossover with Captain America.
Oh, that's Agent 13, Sharon Carter.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Is she on the show?
I have no idea. I haven't seen the last two episodes, but she might be. But in Cap 2, they at one point they say that she's Agent 13, and then they also call her Sharon, but they never actually point out that she's Sharon Carter.
Sharon is
okay.
Next movie. I have a question. Sharon.
Osborne.
Is Sharon Karen?
Sharon. That was my Aussie.
Is sharing
Sharon, Sharon I'm going out the hills like a crazy
train. Give me a note.
Sharon.
There's no note called an O.
I want to do a quick theme song. Do the song. Zombies, werewolves, robot vampires running after me on the Geek Stampede.
Sharon!
He's Karen.
That sucked.
That's good.
No,
anyway,
Karen was Sharon.
That seems as good a place as I need to mention that this is the Geek Stampede Comics Roundup for the week of Wednesday, etc. Who gives a fuck? Mm. We don't talk about books anyway.
It's on the month and week of Fart Book.
Wednesday, April the 9th.
Hey, oh my god, how has nobody ever done a Facebook spoof called Fart Book? Yeah. God, don't even copy me. Don't even.
Idea.
Oh, sorry. I'm just printing money out of my mouth right now.
I love the idea of you having to battle back the hordes of people who want to steal your shitty idea.
That is patent pending. That's a verbal patent.
Verbal can't.
General verbal patent pending.
Verbal dint or
verbal quinte.
Verbal diarrhea.
The question, I mean, I was going to make a joke, but it would be a spoiler for Usual Suspects, so I just won't say
that. I mean, in fairness, the movie did come out almost 20 years ago. Like,
no, I think it might have been longer than that, but I was just like, because here's the thing, I hadn't seen it, and like, I only saw it for the first time like a couple years ago.
Really?
And it had never been spoiled for me somehow.
I think
I've managed to keep it unspoiled for myself this
whole
time.
So if I had said the joke I was going to say, it would have spoiled it.
See, if I
95,
could,
you're right. How did you know that came out in 95?
I'm
the one with OCD.
With OCD.
You know how you can get like the IMDb app on your phone?
Yeah.
I got it in my head.
I think I have it on my phone and I looked at it.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah, that's how
that
I did
too.
It.
But this might be a spoiler, but you know the ending of Scary Movie?
Yeah.
If I would have thought about it, I'd have been like, oh, but I like once I saw the end of Usual Suspects,
I
was like, oh.
I guess that is. I never thought about it.
Dude, don't spoil the end of Scary Movie for me.
I'm trying
Rob,
not to.
The question
the
is, who is
fantastic.
Kaiser Soze?
Is it the guy in the scream mask?
Yep.
Yep.
How did you know? Oh, fuck.
You should write movies.
Mm-hmm. I do. I did. Shawshank Redemption.
Seriously, get out of town. We don't like your kind here.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
That
well,
can't
different,
take my
different
eyes
scene.
Off of you.
Different scene. Different scheme. Different
so
stone.
I'm Joey G.
I'm Robbie G.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to the show.
Hello!
Hey!
So there was comics this week, and 2 weeks in a row I read the most comics.
Yay.
Good for you.
It's fucked in the head, though, right?
I get to review Cap 2, so
Do you?
I'm just saying. I
review. Go ahead. Do it. I'll do that later.
Do a Cap 2 review.
Welcome to the Cap 2 review section of the show.
Coming in a certain couple of minutes because I don't know what.
Or should we instead play What the Fuck is IGN Smoking?
Yes, let's do that because it's probably.
Okay, so I haven't read this comic, but Rob, you read Batman Eternal number 1.
Yep.
You thought it was fine.
Sure. Yeah, it was alright.
It was an editor's choice. It's great, according to IGN 8.6.
Well, I mean, no.
I mean, in fairness, but usually their greats are like 9.9. And then their bads are like 7.
Yeah. Iron Fist, the Little Weapon, 8.7.
Yep.
Which, you know, it's very good looking, and it's people are gonna love it. It's just super dark and super serial, and I don't want a super serial book. Hmm. I like the books that aren't serial.
So would you like a pirate book?
Well, I would love a pirate book.
How about a Captain Crunch book?
Oh my God!
Yes. It might be too serial for you. Because it stars Ted Bundy, noted serial killer.
Yeah, isn't Ted Bundy married with children?
No,
that's Al Bundy.
Oh. That's Al Franklin, the Reverend.
Isn't that the turtle who teaches kids lessons?
No, that's Leonardo and Donatello.
Mm-hmm. No, wasn't that Franklin?
No, that was.
Isn't Donatello the Renaissance painter?
No, that was.
No, that's Rembrandt.
That was no.
Isn't
no.
that band the Rembrandts?
I thought it was Splinter.
I'll be there for... That's
you get in your dick when you're climbing a tree.
Tree? Isn't that like the good guys from Lord of the Rings?
How do you climb trees?
With like a lasso. I lasso my dick around the top.
You do not find big trees.
Well, it's more like tree.
Yeah.
And by tree, I'm mostly talking about like this pegboard. Okay, Sageway. It's gonna be a seg. IGN thinks this book is amazing. Rob, let's see if we agree. The book from Image Comics is Shutter number 1
by Joe Keatings and Lila Del Duca.
Brab Duca. So, Rob, is it amazing?
I adored it.
So yes, your answer is yes.
It was very good. I think it has potential to be one of the bigger series from Image. It's one of the most fun books I've read this year. It's an excellent adventure with a really compelling and empathetic and captivating main character. I think Kate is an excellent guide throughout this really, really cool alien world. That explodes up in the end, and that'll be a really cool Drake sort of... Nathaniel Drake? Isn't that the guy from Uncharted?
If you're referring to the Drake who started from the bottom, now he's here.
Oh.
No, Amanda Bynes wanted him.
Oh, he didn't want to?
Well, apparently not. And then she said that he was like a busted up black dude or something weird. That was when she went off the...
Well, she's
the proverbial deep end.
Like she's
mentally ill.
But, I loved this book. I loved Shudder. I thought it was excellent. I really, really enjoyed the artwork. I think this is Joe Keating. Of what I've read of him, I think this is his strongest work, character development wise and world building wise. And it's one of the most fun books I've read.
I liked it.
I loved it.
I can't quite agree with your take on the main character because I feel like we hardly know who anybody is because it's really short.
You get to see her entire relationship with her father that spawns off this identity building, this inspiration that builds her to become this adventurer.
I'm not saying it's poorly done. I'm just saying like almost all first issue of comics nowadays, they're way too short and I don't get nearly enough to care about who anybody is yet. But it looks great. I'm going to keep reading it. But lately I found in particular, first issue of Image series lately, I feel like I need the first two to come out together to have any idea what the series is going to be. I'm definitely intrigued. It's cool. I am curious why TikTok from Return to Oz is in this book. The robot
with
the mustache,
he totally
looks like TikTok from Return to Oz.
There's ghost ninjas in this book. There's an explosion by
my favorite thing in the whole book
grave.
Is the Minotaur just sitting on the train.
Yeah, that was my favorite. That was my favorite drawing throughout all of New York. How long are you going to do that for?
Seriously, look at this picture of TikTok. It's maybe it's supposed to be the same character. I don't know.
No, it looks a lot like it.
But, like, he looks exactly like him. He's even got the same hat.
Is it a fedora? Or a Twilby?
Neither of those things are what that is. Okay. I like this book, and the art is the best part of it by far. Actually, my favorite part of this issue was the backup story, Mungor.
That was pretty cute.
It was so funny. Kissing Saul.
Has just arrived to fuck shit up.
And there was also a fantastic, awesome Tiger Lawyer one page in the back.
Cool. Sidebar. The sidebar gag?
The sidebar gag was pretty great. I enjoyed the fuck out of that sidebar. So yes, Shutter Number One gets my seal of approval. Because you don't like puns.
No, I am disgusted by the genius of that pun.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I didn't get Dead Letters because it came out last week, but I'm going to get it. It's just I haven't got it yet because... This is such a boring story, but the point is that I was going to get it, and it hasn't... He didn't... They ran out, so he's getting a copy.
What do you mean? That wasn't boring.
Well, no.
That was good.
It wasn't a story.
Now,
is what it was.
Now, why didn't you get it?
There's an ocean.
Danny Ocean?
There's no...
Frank Ocean?
Now, don't start that again.
Frank Ocean, who singers?
Frank Gorshin.
I'll talk about a book. Do it.
I'll talk about the most important issue 27 in the history of comics.
Oh my god.
Deadpool issue 27.
The front cover is beautiful.
You do remember how Batman premiered in Detective Comics number 27, right?
Yeah. The front cover is a legitimate Guinness World Record holder for the most comic book characters on a cover.
Squirrel Girl's on it.
Everybody's on this.
Also, is that Tom Brevoort or is that supposed to be Jerry Duggan?
Jerry Duggan, Tom Brevoort right there with the gray hair. Brian Posehn, that's Scott Koblish.
Who drew the cover?
Some guy.
Scott Koblish.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And like Finn Fang Foom is there.
It's a very George Perez cover.
Yeah, it is.
It's literally like every Marvel hero you could ever think of. Devil Dinosaur.
I love Devil
Dinosaur. Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, like everybody. I honestly stared at this for like half an hour last night because it's so much fun.
I can look at it for so much longer. I love it.
Until the Quaaludes.
They actually got to get us. I wonder what was what was the record holder before
there
that.
There probably wasn't one.
Yeah.
It's just the case of they like submitted for
it. In the back, it even has a key. 236 characters are on this cover. And it shows like his kind of his process and how he got to the final.
Which is so awesome.
It has a full thing without the Marvel tags and all that. Like it even has the guy from Avengers.
The guy from Infinity.
Yeah.
Ex Nihilo.
Yeah, there we go.
Cannonball, and you got Nova. Dupe is the best.
Mm-hmm. And Squirrel Girl, of course, which I'm sure.
Girl, Squirrel, Squirrel
and
Girl.
Has, like, the full FF and. I don't know. It's just...
Watch Who the Watcher watching over everything over the top right.
It even has...
The giant size man thing?
It even has Wolverine, guys.
That's a beautiful cover.
And Spider-Man.
I love it.
It's such a cool cover. Mm-hmm. As for the comic book, $9.99. Hefty. A hefty book. Feel that. A hefty book.
Heavy.
But $9.99.
It's like a 72-pager.
Yeah. It's a little off-putting because when you think about it, you could be like, I could get this or I could get an Image trade. But I mean, it's
similar page count, though.
Oh yeah, and it's really like it's not a bad value. It's the book is basically you get the main comic, which is a full length comic story, and then just a ton of one shots. Basically, the main story is Deadpool gets married. All the little shorts are Deadpool explaining his past marriages and whatnot because he says, oh yeah, I've been married like 10 times. And then it's just like all these wonderful artists and writers doing all these backup stories.
Like, name some off, bro. Gail Simone.
Yep, Mark Waid.
Mark Waid. Fabian Nicegaia.
Fabian Nicegaia Man.
Nicegaia.
Gail Simone.
Gail Simone. Nico Henrichon.
Mark Waid. Gail Simone. Yeah. there's a bunch of like just really awesome. Creators working on this book. I mean it was really good.
That's sweet.
It was like the one book I read that didn't really let me down this week. That my favorite.
Well, don't be let down.
I read four books, so don't feel too bad.
I read really few books.
But, two books let you down.
Yeah. Two books let me down, but it's weird because two books that never really let me down. Huh. But yeah, it was like and it was a good book.
Black Bolt.
Like I said, the price of it kinda whatever. Although there's a part of me that kind of thinks that the cover is worth the price in a way.
Well, yeah, this is, cover. This is almost 100 pages.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge book. It might have been a 96-pager. And, yeah, it's cool.
Cool.
The main story was good. My favorite character in this this run is Agent Adsit, which is literally just Scott Adsit as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
That's funny.
Which is really good. Yeah. It's cool. And there's a story.
Nobody
that,
knows there's a that story. I took the candy bar. Nobody but Peter.
Come on, Subhas. Gotta keep Daddy's secret storage place clean. That's Scott Adsit, right? He was also, I'm a writer, in the music video for Tribute.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so there's some news if you're done talking about Deadpool.
There was something else I wanted to say, but I can't remember what the hell it was, so go for it.
Yeah. Great. Right on. Couple of news things. First, from DC, they're rebooting and relaunching Suicide Squad.
It's gonna be called, they doing Teen Titans?
Yeah, it's going to be called New Suicide Squad. Ooh. I wonder where they got that idea from.
Would you say this is all new?
I would say this is marvelous. Yeah, so they're rebooting it, and they're... And, like, the characters are, like, Lady Joker or Joker's daughter or whatever. Mm. Have they ever named that character? Or
is she still, I think it's just Joker's daughter.
That's there stupid. May have been. There was a one-shot with her, and then there was also the Villains Month issue with her, and then she's been featured in Batgirl, I think, or... Mm. I can't remember.
One of those other
If you're reading buys. All, like, the fringe sort of DC books that are...
Do people?
Yeah, some people do. Weird. Some people do. Weird. I don't even really...
You said, who's doing Titans when they relaunch that?
Oh God!
Some
Trump,
Charles.
Sue. I don't remember. It's someone that I really, really, really didn't care about. The guy, whoever's writing Red Hood and the Outlaws right now, I think is taking over Teen Titans when they reboot it. And Jeff Lemire is writing Teen Titans Earth One for the New 52 line. Yeah, so they have Superman Earth One, which is the.
I didn't hear about any of this.
Michael Straczynski stuff.
That came out the OGNs, right?
Yeah, the OGNs, which was awful. That stuff's terrible. But the Gary Frank and Jeff Johns Batman Earth One was excellent. I really liked
that. They're doing a second one.
Yeah, I know. Wonder Earth Woman one, Earth One.
Two.
Graham Morrison and Yannick Paquette have their Wonder Woman Earth One coming out. And Jeff Lemire, and I forget who announced who. I don't know who's doing the artwork for Teen Titans.
Jack Kirby.
Really good. And Jack Kirby.
Steve Ditko.
Well, Rob knew more about this than I did. Here's some more news. Dan Abnett is writing a prose novel about Rocket, Raccoon, and Groot.
What?
That's fucking awesome, right?
That's like the most abstract thing, but it's amazing.
Apparently, it's going to be called Rocket, Raccoon, and Groot Steal the Galaxy, and it's coming out in July, so I guess that means it's already written.
That's, you know what, comes out in like the first day of August, on the first day of August, the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. So that's called... Synergy, guys.
Synergy. There's some very exciting news.
It's called something else, but I can't remember what it's called. I can't remember my class.
There's a...
vertical integration. There.
A film in development of FBP.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that got bought up. It'll probably... I mean, I think it'll end up being...
It won't get made.
The same situation as Mind Management getting sold, which is like awesome for the creators and awesome for Simon Oliver to get money to sell...
Oh, it's Will Pfeiffer is launching Teen Titans. Sorry.
But, yeah, I don't have hopes that it'll get made. I really want it to, because I would love an FPP movie. I love that book. I love that series.
Well, it's kind of like Lock and Key. They made a TV pilot for it, and it just never
The vast out, right? majority of the properties sixth gun, that get bought never get produced.
Sixth Gun has been bought like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have never made an X-Men movie.
The new Teen exactly. Titans is by Will Pfeiffer and Kenneth Rocafort. Will Pfeiffer's awesome.
Actually, you know what? It was the Suicide Squad that I did not care about. This one I definitely did. Yeah, Will Pfeiffer is great, and Kenneth Rocafort is excellent.
Will Pfeiffer had a really good Catwoman run back in the day.
Right, it was the Suicide Squad announcement. I was just like, but Teen Titans I may actually read. I love Kenneth Rocafort.
I doubt I'll read it.
I stuck on to Superman when Scott Lobdell wrote it for an extra like 5 months because Kenneth Rocafort drew it.
Yeah, but you like
it.
I remember Punishment. That. You're like...
It was a good-looking book. The stories were horrible, but it looked incredible.
I remember every time it would come out and you would go, oh God, this book is awful, but the art's great.
Yeah, the art is
so I literally just told that's your
that was
story
good. That was,
again.
You know.
From a... third person point of view.
They also announced who is going to be directing the Sinister Six movie.
It's the guy Drew who did Goddard. Kick-Ass 2.
Drew Goddard?
Oh, no.
No, Cabin in the Woods.
He's doing the He-Man movie.
Drew Goddard is doing the Sinister Six movie. That's actually exciting.
Drew Goddard is the Joss Whedon of the Spider-Man movies. That's like he's an exec producer on everything they're doing now. Like
yeah,
he's, really?
He's well, godfathering the whole thing.
He's a better writer and director than Joss Whedon, so that's good. I'm happy to hear that. And then Mark Webb is sticking to do Spider-Man 3, and Alex Kurtzman is doing the Venom movie. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
How do I know Alex Kurtzman?
I think he wrote a bunch of movies with... Yeah, he wrote like the Transformers movie.
Oh, what's the guy's name? ORCI, isn't it?
Yeah, Robert Orci.
Yeah, there we go.
And Orca. He wrote like the Star Trek reboot movies.
Star Trek,
I think. And I think he wrote Transformers 2 or 3 or something.
He looks stupid.
He wrote Transformers and Star Trek 2.
I like those movies.
He was a writer on Fringe for a long time.
Star Trek movies.
Did you ever watch Fringe?
I don't like them. I watched the first season.
I like Star Trek the show way more.
He also was one of the guys who created the Hawaii Five-0 reboot, if you can say you created a reboot. But.
Are those ones with Scott Kahn?
Yes.
Who's that?
Scott Kahn. He also wrote Mission Impossible 3, Legend of Zorro, The Island. I like The Island.
Legend of Zorro, like the Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, the second Antonio Banderas one.
I didn't mind The Island. Isn't that actually Michael Bay?
It's my favorite Michael Bay movie. He also wrote The Island, Legend of Zorro, Mission Impossible 3, Transformers, Star Trek, Transformers 2. He wrote the teleplay for the Lock and Key TV movie that never got seen, Cowboys and Aliens.
How do you get to a point like in your career where you are just the guy who writes blockbusters? Like,
ask Tom Lennon.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you learn how to write movies that sell to studios.
David Goyer does it.
Like, Tom Lennon and Lucas have written a lot of blockbusters.
Okay.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Night at the Museum 1 and 2.
He wrote I can't remember what it's called, but it's about this, like, it's this hammer, and it's, like, the size of a city block, and it busts the block.
What? Blockbuster,
Come on now.
I'm not an idiot for not getting Buster of the Block.
He wrote Taxi. The Pacifier. I love The Pacifier. Herbie Fully Loaded. Let's Go to Prison. Night at the Museum. A bunch of Reno 911 Miami. Balls of Fury. Night at the Museum 2. The Strip. Alabama. Blah, blah, blah. Hell Baby. He did some dialogue for Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
From Top of the Bong Bong.
Lil Gary, man.
Lil Gary's one of my favorite characters on CBB.
No, ask David S. Goyer, because he's like exclusively writes like average to above average movies, but
David Goyer is the producer behind the FBP movie.
David Goyer has actually written some bad stuff too, though.
Yeah, like
he has.
Man of Steel. He's been involved in good stuff, but everything he's written has, like, he himself has written.
Didn't he write Hellboy 2? No, he wrote Blade 2.
The Blade. Yeah. I think he wrote Blade for sure. He also was one of the writers along with Geoff Johns in the Blade TV series, if I remember correctly. He wrote Batman Begins. Did he write The Dark Knight? I thought
he wrote all three.
No, I thought it was his brother who wrote most of those, though.
They had this story.
Yeah.
Nolan brothers did the story.
He actually wrote some good horror movies back in the day. He wrote Dark City. That's a good movie. He wrote Blade.
Is Dark City Liam Neeson?
Yeah. No, you're thinking of Darkman. Dark City is the Alex Proyas.
Darkwing Duck?
Darkman.
Darkman Samurai.
He also wrote the Hasselhoff Nick Fury movie.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote Blade 2, Blade 1, 2, and 3. So he wrote the two of the good Blade movies. He wrote the screenplay for Batman Begins. He wrote a bunch of episodes of Blade, the TV series, even though it was sucked. He wrote Jumper. He wrote the story for Dark Knight, and Christopher Dinklesnutz wrote the script. The Unborn. He wrote a bunch of Flash Forward. Man of Steel.
Flashy.
Same with DKR. He wrote the story, and then...
Right.
Dingus Face did the rest. He wrote the Constantine TV script for, like, the pilot of Constantine. Apparently, he's been announced to write the Metal Gear Solid movie.
Boo.
But he's always being brought up for all these
comic book things.
Yeah, and he was slated just 2 years ago to adapt 100 Bullets into TV, and I was really excited about it. But that was another thing that kind of never happened.
I wonder if that Preacher TV series will ever get made. Will actually ever get made.
That'd be cool.
I think it will, because it's AMC.
They did order a pilot.
AMC's like, there's money in them that are comics.
AMC's like, this is like creativity is being shown here. Let's
well, it's
do
weirder
this.
Who is the ones who are doing it and brought it to their like Seth like, Rogen's doing it.
Yeah. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. Goldberg yeah.
But it's so weird. It's weird the one that they picked. I mean, that would be hard to do on AMC of all places too. Like you can't
say fuck.
You can't say fuck, and you can't show any nudity. Yeah. I mean, you could show gratuitous violence, but I guess they must have the amount of money that it would take, because like Preacher is really sci-fi too. I mean, it's predicated on a devil fucking an angel, and giving birth to the voice of God.
I hope they show like in a full-on penetration.
Yeah,
full-on devil angel penetration.
I mean, most shows should.
Angel.
Fringe did. That show Fringe.
Fringy?
But it was in the second season, so you got to watch it.
Second
season. I've only seen the first season. It was fine.
Oh, you're missing.
I don't know if I'll ever watch anymore.
I don't think you'd like anything past season one, because that's when it kind of loses its procedural feel.
There was lots of parts in season one. There was this whole thing in season one that I kept
look
watching
at all
it,
these parts.
But there was a bunch of things about the writing that used to annoy the fuck out of me, where it was always like, man, this is a real sticky situation. There's only one thing that could save us. If only there was like a device that would do the exact thing that needs to happen to end this episode. Well, fortunately, I developed just such a device in 1974, and it's in a storage locker. Let's go get it.
I can't remember where, though, because of acid.
Yeah, basically, every episode, it was like, oh, I already built the one thing that will perfectly solve this problem.
One
we just
thing
gotta go
to
find
solve
it.
The problem.
In,
one thing.
In like season three, they kind of... That's when there starts being like one or two like really procedural like shows a season, and the rest is all just like it's just Lost, like a sci-fi version of Lost.
I just remember always being so annoyed by that. I'm like, that is the laziest writing. Yeah. You could do anything and then just write yourself out of it by saying we made a thing that fixes this problem. Snarkity snark snark.
Although I'm totally gonna use Rob's example that he always uses and be like, we wrote this thing and how do we get out of it?
He uses the Force.
The Force, it's the thing, Ian. It's
the Force.
You use the sonic screwdriver and it fucking opens.
Yeah.
And
see, at least the Doctor Who, they fucking own that. They're just like, yeah, wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. But this was always just like, they try to pretend that it makes sense, and it's like, very technical and sciency. But, we'll never get out of this problem, ever. Oh, if only there was some specific device that would do just the perfect thing we need that no one could have possibly planned for.
I'm like 90% sure there's an episode where they find somebody who's dead, and they're like, we have no idea who did it. There's no leads. And they're like, well, the eye is like
it's
a camera.
Yeah, in the first season.
And they're like, and there's an image still in the eye.
Which is a myth, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then there's another
they
one where they
do that.
They
the
ask
him is being frozen in your
There's another one where they basically get a dead guy and then they like ask him questions and there's like synapses in this dead brain.
That's a Hellboy thing.
Yeah.
Hellboy did that. It was awesome
like
when Hellboy did it. Anyway.
Weird
Hellboy's awesome. Let's just read Hellboy.
Let's just talk about Hellboy.
Guys, Heckboy, please.
Heckboy!
Heckboy! Should we do everyone's favorite segment? Joe-Weegee reads some shit that nobody else reads.
Hey!
I want to know if you read a book.
Well.
Which one?
Oh, it's the bottom one. I wanted to know if it was good.
Hey, did you read that one? Is it good?
It's amazing.
Okay, first one on the pile is Cosplayers by Dash Shaw from Fantagraphics. Dash Shaw, it's impossible to describe this book. It's just like, picture the kind of weird mini-comic you'd picture Fantagraphics putting out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. So if you
like
Dash
Adventure
Shaw,
Time.
You'll like this Dash Shaw comic. And if you don't, then you probably won't.
If
but
you like Shaun
on
a Mop.
But I really liked it. I've enjoyed everything by Dash Shaw that I've read. Dash Shaw's very cool. But it's I honestly can't describe it. There's pinups throughout of people dressed as Marvel characters or superhero characters, and then there's this series of sort of mostly connected stories about these two weird people who make these movies and their adventures. And I really like it, but it's total like indie. Fantagraphics
kind of looks like
comic.
Gilbert Hernandez kind of
He's not as talented as Gilbert Hernandez but
no.
I actually quite like I mostly like his like weird designs and coloring and stuff be like in some of his books. This is the least experimental of his comics
Dothraki
I've ever seen
and
Khaleesi. Lots of his backgrounds are always pretty crazy, so anyway, I really liked it. It was worth the $5 and it's cool that a publisher puts out this kind of thing. I like reading weird alternative comics sometimes.
Alternative?
Whoa, Piccolo!
Oh my god, Piccolo!
Piccolo.
Yeah.
Getting away from weird alternative comics into adorable children's comics, we have Lumberjanes, number one from Boom by Noel Stevenson and Grace Ellis, and illustrated by Brooke Allen. This is so awesome and funny and cute, and the art is spectacular.
I saw that friend of the show, Justin Higgs, was tweeting about this book.
Was he?
Yeah.
It's really good. Like, it's about these girls. They're called Lumberjanes, but they're kind of like Girl Scouts. They're staying at this camp. And in the very beginning, they end up fighting a bunch of foxes that turn into, like, mist after they followed a bear who could talk. And then they end up having to talk to, like, the head counselor, who clearly is letting on, who knows more than she's letting on about all the wacky stuff. And it looks like there's going to be some mad adventure, yo.
See, the thing about Lumberjanes is it's a play on Lumberjacks. Yeah. Because here's the thing.
Ryan, you'll love this art.
While...
No, we don't need to explain it.
Girls and boys are different, and as we all know from when we were children, boys rule, and girls
are, I thought it was dogs
pretty much better.
Are cool. Cats
rule pretty much just better.
Wasn't it cats rule and dogs rule?
I love this book.
Yeah, right? It's really good looking. Sorry. It's really fun. And last, but certainly not the least, I have Flarsh Gordon number one by Jeff Parker and Evan Shaner. And by the way, Evan Shaner just fucking draws the fuck out of this book. It's so goddamn
good. I've heard
looking.
Nothing but great stuff about this book.
It's super fun. If you've never read anything about Flash Gordon, it doesn't matter. You can totally read this and have an awesome time. It's super cool.
I wanted to get it and didn't because I have no money.
And every time I look at all the Dynamite Comics this week had like ads for upcoming books, and I think I'm gonna get this Vampirella book.
I like Vampirella. Is that Frank Cho?
No.
I wish
no,
it was written by
Dodson. Oh,
Elvira.
The Dodsons are coming. Dodson, we got Dodson here. Dodson. Dodson's coming to.
See, nobody cares.
They're coming. Are they coming to
the Expo? Yeah.
Are they really?
See, nobody cares.
I want to go there with my Defenders number one.
Dodson. We got Dodson.
Wow.
Here.
Dodson. Of all the Jurassic Park references, that's my new favorite.
Dodson.
See, nobody cares.
Damon.
Nobody knows who you are. Dodson. Dodson.
Nobody cares.
So, but without question, I think the strangest book that Dynamite is putting out is Doodle Jump Comics.
What?
Huh?
Like the phone game,
what?
Doodle Jump? They're making a comic out of it.
Really?
It's like a cell phone game. But Meredith Grant is writing it, who's fucking awesome. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to buy it, but I really like Meredith Grant, and Doodle Jump's a pretty fun little game, so I don't know. But also, check out ads in the back. Ooh. Tell them, Steve Dave.
I will. All
right.
Do they have a new episode?
Well, it's not Friday yet, so I don't know.
Is it Friday yet?
Do you know that song?
Friday.
No.
Mine
Friday,
was a better poll.
Now do McDonald's Fry Girl.
Friday.
That's the best.
I'm gonna. Can I do a segment called "These Are Books That Joey Used to Read"?
Nope.
FBP Federal Bureau of Physics is spectacular by Robbie Rodriguez and Simon Oliver. I love that. That's my favorite. One of my favorite books at Vertigo going on. It's not my favorite.
My
Wasn't
back
that picked
is so
up to be
itchy,
a movie?
You guys.
Hey, East of West number 11, starting off a new
my
arc.
Is itchy too.
I went back to number to number 6.
Hey, take off your sweater, pal.
Went back to number 6 and reread everything up to this point, and I really love catching up with East of West and then going back and reading more. And it's just
so the second trade came out. I forgot to grab it too.
It's excellent. This was a really, really good issue, number 11 by Jonathan Hickman and Nick Dragotta. And Astro City number 11 by Kurt Busiek and Brent Anderson. This book never stops being a perfect comic book. I love every single issue I've ever read of Astro City.
Hey, and now let's do the everybody's new favorite segment called Brian Tells You About Two Books That Kind of Disappointed Him.
These are books that Brian read, but he didn't give a fuck.
Well, I did, but less so at the end.
He cared less than usual.
Superior Foes of Spider-Man, issue 11. While the comic itself wasn't bad by any means, it was actually pretty good. It's essentially the second...
Sounds like a disappointment.
Well, it's the second filler issue out of three issues that are completely needless and just not up to par with...
You think needless or needless?
Like, do you think they're needless, or do you think that they're necessary in the sense that, you know, if the book is off the shelves for a couple months, people forget about it? That's what happened.
Maybe that's kind of the only thing I could see.
This is already kind of
the book's not doing great.
Is this still Spencer?
The actual storyline.
Oh, it's not even written by Nick Spencer.
No,
it's a filler.
It's written by
some guy.
Oh god, I can't even remember who wrote these.
Like, good sign.
What about the front cover of the book?
It just says his last name. I don't know who it is.
What is it?
The only name, it says Callan and Pyre and Sliney, who I think is one of the artists.
Sliney? He slimed me.
The guy who does the second...
That's great, Ray. Save some for me.
The guy who does the second story about this criminal called the Looter.
The art looks really good there.
It looks really nice, and he kind of draws Spider-Man almost like 60s cartoon Spider-Man in a way.
So,
like, it's really weird.
Is this book going to continue featuring, I mean, peripherally, I know...
Like Boomerang and stuff?
No, I mean, the Superior Spider-Man.
I don't think so.
And you know what? This is the first issue of the entire run where they actually address, like, hey, Spider-Man's being really mean lately.
Oh, really? Oh, never mind.
But, like I said, it basically picks up on... a super villains like therapy group, like an AA kind of thing, that was featured in like issue 5, and they just like, hey, let's pick two people from that like one page we did and then do backstories on them. And then
what number is that? But sure,
this one, issue 11. So yeah, it was like I said, not a horrible comic by any means, but just kind of a letdown that it's like so behind on getting a new issue of the actual storyline, which is amazing. And then also disappointing was Daredevil issue 1.50, because
I didn't even buy it, even when I'm buying Daredevil, because I decided it's not a part of the Daredevil. It's just like an anniversary issue, so
I didn't pick it up this week, but I put it back in my box. I kind of want it just for the second half of it with David Mack.
See, and I full disclosure, I only read basically the first bit, which is Mark Waid and Javier Rodriguez. Looks really nice because
are
Javier
you fully
Rodriguez.
Disclosed?
Yep. And it's basically a story about Matt Murdock when he is 50.
Matty
Mead. And it like jumps ahead, and he's still in San Francisco, and all this stuff happens, and he has a son, and it's kind of a cool story, but like it doesn't really make sense because you can tell there's so much that is going to happen in between what happens, like where the current story is and then where this is. It's like, who are these people? What the hell is going on? But it's basically like a retired Matt Murdock fights crime, which is kind of cool. And then, yeah, there's the Brian Bendis and...
Is it David Mack or is it Bill Sienkiewicz?
It's
Sienkiewicz.
Sienkiewicz?
It's out to Malieve. Yeah.
Sorry.
Or it's Malieve?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say, that looks like Malieve.
Malieve? Malieve?
I just love...
Malieve?
Every one of... I mean, I'm equally happy for any of the three people that I name dropped.
Yeah, I didn't. It's so good. It's just like a couple panels with some prose in the middle of the page, and I didn't read it.
Is it Bendis prose?
I don't even know. It's like a
weird, yo, who to pro?
It's a letter from Stana Morgan,
from Stan Lee.
I don't even know.
Stan Morg, like Dexter Morgan from that show.
Yep.
The Morgans or whatever.
Yep. And then there's
Dexter Morgan, the serial killer on the new show, The Morgans.
There's a story by Carl and Kurt Kessel in less than 12 parsecs. And it's basically like, it's a recap of this video that Matt Murdock made trying to convince people that Daredevil was actually his twin, Mike Murdock. And it's just kind of a silly little thing. I didn't really read it too close. Where he's
You got to keep it far away from your eyes. You're going to wreck your eyes otherwise. Hey!
It's just kind of silly and campy kind of video.
Can I go camping?
It looks neat, though. I don't know.
Harold camping?
It's a total anniversary issue. There is a 2-page preview of Elektra that looks really good.
Oh, it looks so good, by the way. It
looks really good.
I'm totally buying.
Which was cool. But
who's doing Elektra? For some reason, the last time we talked about that, I saw that same preview, and I had it in my head that was the Iron Fist book. And I was like, oh, man, Iron Fist is going to look insane.
The Iron Fist book is the Iron Fist book.
But anyway, $4.99. Yeah, like a little bit of a disappointment for that price.
Things. I think.
End scene.
Are you guys? This is kind of low energy. Are we down for a game?
Before that,
guys, into games.
Hold on. Ryan reviews Captain America 2: The Winter Soldier. It was great. Go on.
Right on. Good review, bro.
Thank you.
No, give it an IGN review. Like so. Aggregate score. Okay.
Well,
out of 13.4 thousand.
Well, see, if it was out of 13.4 thousand million,
point two.
A bad one would get 12.4 thousand million.
Ooh.
So
bad one would?
That's how IGN works.
Oh, okay.
A bad thing on IGN gets a 7. And I'm not joking. They'll like rip something and then give it a 7.
Yeah.
And then their pluses is like in a movie, it's like entertaining. And then their minuses is like, but everything's stupid. Continuity. But no, it was really, it was like
on a 9 out of 10
on the Rye scale.
Ooh, on the Rye scale. I like that Rye scale.
It's where I measure my whiskey.
Rye? Oh, okay.
And my bread.
So, do you guys feel interested?
I feel nothing.
Oh. Did you hurt yourself today?
This got dark.
I to hurt see myself if you still feel.
No. So you took a song by Nine Inch Nails covered by Johnny Cash and then turned it into a Biff Naked song with the lyrics from a Johnny Cash cover of a Nine Inch Nails song. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So here we go. Here's a game, guys. Are you guys ready for a game?
Didn't Biff Naked die?
I don't think so.
She got biffed, bro.
No, she had breast cancer, but she survived. Which is good.
Biff!
I sounded disappointed when I said that. I'm not.
That's you know that what would be dead. What would be the best Biff Naked? Biff from Back to the Future. Yep. Naked. Yep. Like a porn. Yep. With that Biff having sex with Biff Naked now.
Or like Hulk Hogan.
Like Biff Naked with Biff Naked.
Or Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, exactly.
Why Hulk Hogan?
All right. So here's how this game works.
Brother.
All right.
This is a game called Who the Fuck Am I?
This sounds similar to Who's Blue.
Who the Fuck Am I? Who the fuck am I? All right. So I'm going to ask, there's only 6 questions. Okay? Each of you is going to get 3 because there are 2 of you. And if there are 6 questions. Wait, I did that right in the bathroom.
I'm confused.
My calculator?
Okay.
Okay, wait.
So
3 times.
Each question.
8. 6? 2?
Yeah, something like that. 6,
yeah,
2.
Yeah, 3 questions each.
Yep.
Checks out math.
Now.
Boom.
Each question, you have to tell me who the fuck I am. All right? Okay. This is a game called.
Rebuttal. You're Rob.
That's not. Oh.
You could also call this game Who You Think You Are.
The rebuttal button is deactivated today. Okay, there's no rebuttal button.
What about.
Ooga! Hold on to your rebuts. As said by Samuel L. Jackson.
Dotson's here. Dotson.
That's enough. Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you.
Got Dotson here.
I'm going to give you 3 clues.
Yeah, right? We get it.
No, I
haven't
explained
it yet. And we have
to
tell you who the fuck you are, right?
Okay, but if you can do it with only 1 clue,
yeah,
you get 3 points. If you can do it with 2 clues, 2 points.
What happens if you get it in 3 clues?
one point. Okay.
What happens if you get it in no clues?
What?
So if you just,
so if you just know who I am?
If I just.
Oh, okay, well, you get a first guess.
I have a guess. I'd like to steal.
Is it rebuttal.
Dotson? Dotson? We got Dotson
right.
Here?
Okay, here we go. We're going to start with Ryan. We're going to start pretty easy. We're going to start pretty easy here. All right. The first clue is flip.
Is which?
Flip.
Buzz. Spider-Man.
You get 3 points, Ryan. Good job.
Yes.
The other 2 clues were going to be my spider sense is tingling. And the third one was going to be
Peter Parker.
So that's 3 points to Rye Bread.
Yes.
Okay, good job. Okay, stop. Yes. Knock it off. All right, Joey. Also going to be relatively easy. I'm going to give you the hardest clue, though. I am a gravelly speaking Canadian. Who the fuck am I? 3 points to Joey. Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
My
very nice.
I would have
right,
said a
now,
graveler.
We're gonna get
worker.
We're gonna get much harder already.
Okay.
Okay. Ryan.
Me.
I am a 91-year-old inductee to the Kirby Hall of Fame.
To the Kirby Hall of Fame.
You don't have to answer immediately. You get 3 clues. So right now, your 3 points are hanging in the balance. You can get another clue.
I think I know, but I want another clue.
Another clue. Okay. You can only get a possible of 2 points now.
Okay.
I'm married to Joan Clayton Bucock. E. Not Bucock. I'm just kidding. But Joan Clayton Bucock. So 2 clues. 91-year-old inductee to the Kirby Hall of Fame who is married to Joan Clayton Bucock.
Think I know, but okay. Give me the last.
All right, last clue. You can only get 1 point. Excelsior.
Yes, it's
there. You go.
I thought it was Stanley.
There you go.
But the, knowing who his wife is didn't
who,
help.
Who the fuck am I? That's still still.
I still knew. I still knew. Yeah.
All right, Joey. This person, or I'm gonna do it from my perspective. Who the fuck am I, Joey?
I understand the game.
I am the very first Canadian penciler of Superman.
Oh, Joe Shuster.
I knew that.
Oh, 3 points to Joey.
I almost said Jerry Siegel. How embarrassing would that have been?
The other clues on that one would have been he originally created the Daily Star, which became the Daily Planet.
Based after the Toronto Star.
Yep. And he was Jerry Siegel's writing partner. Was the other one?
Mm-hmm. Hilarious. This is a real game. What the fuck is happening?
Just wait. The, okay. Yeah. Okay. Also, no, don't.
have you ever read anything from the Toronto Star?
Yeah.
They are the worst. They are. They it's make. They make the Calgary Sun look tame and like fair. It's amazing.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm mostly talking about their hockey coverage. But.
Okay, Ryan. This clue could give you could wield 3 points.
Like a lightsaber.
Yes.
Like Obi-Wan with a lightsaber.
Are these wielded. References that I just wielded. Looked at? A the word wielding is a reference to Star Wars, just a word that's
although
commonly
I think,
used?
I think honestly you should have said it could yield me 3 points. Could, it could
yeah,
wield
it could
me.
Yield him 3 points. Wield would... wield means to like hold.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
Getting this correct would yield him 3 points.
Okay, well, just don't stop at a yield sign.
God,
like, just
book
make sure
to... Time.
All right. Hey there. I'm Jack.
Oh, and he winked.
I don't think that was part of the clue. I think he's just...
It is. I wrote it down.
He didn't say,
hey there,
I'm Jack.
I'm Jack.
And then in brackets, wink at Ryan.
Well, you don't know Jack?
Well, I didn't know who I was going to ask it to, so I just said...
wink,
Jack. Wink.
Yeah.
You don't know Jack. That's funny.
Do you, that's... There's 3 points.
Ah, I need the 3 points, though.
Yeah, you can answer.
You
can take
win
a guess.
Anyway.
If you get it wrong, then it goes over to Joe.
No, I could win.
Oh, you could tie.
You could win.
I have 6 points.
And I have a plan.
You have six. If
hold
I got
up.
Three,
I have
seven.
Oh, okay, you're right.
I have a plan in case it's in case Joey can't or you get a commandy get an issue of commandy. Okay, but
I'll take another clue because then I at least
okay.
I get a
so
tie,
the first clue is hey there, I'm Jack.
Yeah.
Wink. Second clue, some people call me Jack. Wink.
I think I know the answer. I think I know the answer.
So that's two clues. You can get 2 points for this.
I hope I'm right.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
He keeps winking.
Some people call me Jack.
I think I know. Think about how stupid Rob is.
I think Rob's smart.
No, I don't mean like intelligence. I mean, remember all the games we've played up until now.
This, no.
Because if you guess and get it wrong, I get to steal, right? That's how it works.
If you guess and get it wrong, Joey gets
to
steal. Yeah. And if Joey then gets that wrong, then you get the last clue.
Right. Ooh. This is well done.
Jack... Sparrow.
What?
Did he get it wrong?
Very wrong.
Okay, my guess is Jack.
Sorry, Joey, you got it wrong.
Really?
You got it wrong.
I figured it would just be Jack.
I get to give
people
well,
call
that's
him Jack.
A, that's an okay. That's an okay.
Wink.
That's an okay guess. Ryan, first clue I gave you was, hey there,
we
I'm
know
Jack.
The...
Wink. Second clue, some people call me Jack. Third clue, you can call me Jack.
Jack Kirby.
No, James.
Oh my God. I was right, kind of.
James.
His given name is James.
Also, Jack is not short for
yes,
James.
It is. Yes,
Jim
it
is short for James.
James? Jack can be
Jack
short for James?
Is, I don't think that's true. I've never heard of anyone's name Jack being short for
are
James.
Are you questioning the quizmaster?
Yes,
you get 2 points off.
This, no,
is
I
this,
don't.
Is this a Richard Dick situation?
Anyway, give me
you guys
fucking,
are now tied.
What's my clue?
Joey.
Yeah.
You know who the fuck I am?
Yeah, give me the last clue.
Who the fuck am I? Second clue. How about you?
Just give me the last clue.
All right. Last clue. Seriously, no clue who the fuck I am.
Is it James?
No, I'm sorry, steal. Ryan. Ryan gets to steal.
Tony Soprano.
No, it was Blaine the Amnesiac. That ends our game. Who the fuck am I?
Blaine?
Blaine the Amnesiac.
He doesn't know who he is.
He doesn't know who the fuck he is. Oh, this whole game was trying to get us to figure out who the fuck Blaine was. Who the fuck is he?
You know who he is. He's Blaine. Tell
him. Yeah, he's Blaine. Yeah. But he's,
that's rather cruel.
Who is he?
Cruel of you to make a game.
I mean, he ain't no James.
You think this is a fucking game?
At least playing around with Blaine's life like that?
Oh, guys, look at that. It's time to play the game.
I already made that joke, didn't I?
Sure you have before. Can we? Yay! All right, that was a good game. That might be a regular game. We got, who's Balloon? We got, who the fuck am I? We have the Master Debater. We had the Comics Quiz. Haven't played the Comics Quiz in a long time. The Comics Quiz...
Oh, you forgot one of the best, which I forget the name of. What did I call
ape
that?
Thing?
Ape game? What was it called?
Ape game.
No, I'm sure it had a name.
It was like Ape Dape.
Sure it was Ape Dape.
Who's the game?
Baboon?
Who's Baboon? Yeah.
Who's Baboon? Who's Baboon?
And then what was the other one? Scrabble.
We've never played Scrabble on this show.
We played Scrabble on this show.
Yeah, it was the most boring episode. Dip, dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, wow. Listen to me. Wow. I know my Scrabble.
I'm not just singing. The suck on your face.
Brit.
That was the suck on your face remix.
The suck on your face for it.
Suck on your face remix of the Comics Roundup favorite song. Time for our favorites.
Yay!
Let me just dig mine out from underneath my butthole. There we go.
Do you need a shovel?
Nope. Okay, so. I read this in the first issue back to back, and I was expecting to like this comic, but I didn't know I was going to like it this much. This might be like my new favorite Marvel book. And that's it.
It's just weird that you have a favorite that's a Marvel book.
I know, it's a Marvel book, spoiler alert, and the book is Secret Avengers by Alish Kott and Michael Walsh. Save the Empire Part 2 of 2. It's super funny, super funny. You got Nick Fury and Agent Coulson floating up in space.
Is it just gravity?
Kind of. You got
except it's got really
an unknown
funny
assailant who arrived to try and kill Maria Hill, which was great. You have Hawkeye being totally Hawkeye and funny. Spider-Woman and Black Widow battling stuff and then going off into space to save the Coulsons. And my favorite member of the Secret Avengers, MODOK, who has a secret lair on the helicarrier Iliad called MODOK's Lair of Mad Scientist.
That's awesome. Do you love the mad scientist who just has a brain encapsulated in like this little glass case?
I totally do, but not as much as I love MODOK.
MODOK is amazing. Oh, the way that Michael Walsh draws him makes me so happy.
Just the just the idea that MODOK is like a superhero now. This mad scientist is
we have
so
to rescue
funny.
Him like heroes.
Quick question.
It's a great issue.
Do you love anything as much as you love MODOK?
What about your child?
Not really. Also, there's this great sequence after one of MODOK's experiments has saved Maria Hill, when he's saying, "Slow clap. This is one of those moments when it is absolutely deserved, team. Clap for me. Clap for MODOK!" It's
I need
so
to get
great.
This book, I guess.
It's excellent. It's a very good series. Plus, Trad Moore covers.
Yeah?
Yeah,
which
really
means,
good
I still
Moore
get to read
too.
A book that has Trad Moore art because I don't want to read Ghost Rider.
Hey, did I mention that Black Widow, Hawkeye, and Spider-Woman fly into space in an awesome car?
Blah.
Quail. Like a sports car?
Yeah.
I mean, I did that yesterday, but cool.
Is it going to be Michael Walsh on the next couple issues of this book?
I don't know, Rob, because I don't know what that is. I have no idea. I hope so.
Hey, so I had a favorite that was also a Marvel book.
Get out of town.
I'm the only one who didn't.
Isn't that weird?
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Are you guys Jamie Lee Curtis and am I Lindsay Lohan? Why did I say their name? Because this is a freaky Thursday, buds.
Swing and a miss. Let's move on.
Sports.
Rob, what was your favorite?
That was pretty good. Was it last week that we all had favorites that were Marvel books, or what was last week?
No, last week my favorite was I Have No Idea.
Oh, right. And that was it. That yeah, that was a DC book.
I don't remember what my favorite was.
I have no idea. I don't even remember last week.
I have no idea.
Was it Red Sonja? I don't know.
I don't remember. The week before it was like Silver Surfer.
I didn't have Silver Surfer.
Yeah, but Superhero Spider-Man is what I was getting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think last week I was She-Hulk.
My favorite
was She-Hulk.
Was the all new Dupe number one by Pete Milligan and David LaFuente. Am I saying his name right?
I don't know. I think LaFuente got duped.
Hey. Anyway, it's beautifully written. Jokes. It's one of the fringe characters of Ecstatics from Pete Milligan and Mike Allred and Nick Dragotta and Laura Allred and all those wonderful, wonderful people who created great comics. And the most adorable character of the entire X-Men is Dupe. It's basically like a potato that's green with giant bulging eyes and speaks in this really cute, ridiculous language. The issue is beautiful. Is actually like really adeptly written. Like, it's written from the perspective of a character who takes place in the margins, who's, it's all about being a B character while all this crazy stuff happens. So the story takes place with Dupe floating through all the different realities of Battle of the Atom, and Pete Milligan totally pokes fun at the ridiculous and almost impossible continuity in Battle of the Atom, where there's narratives talking, or where Dupe basically is going through all these different time periods of Kitty Pryde's life, and he's clearly infatuated with Kitty Pryde. You're not quite sure why, but he keeps saving the X-Men in bits where no one really knows how everything got fixed. He's kind of the guy behind the scenes who makes sure everything happens smoothly throughout all the Battle of the Atom, and I think there's one really funny narrative where it's just talking about how he had to jump through all these different parallel worlds to somehow string together the past, future, and current X-Men, and just starts making fun of how like impossibly confusing all the nonsense was.
That's a big ending.
But I know, it's brilliant. It has my favorite page in comics this week for sure, and then in a long time. Since, actually, in the past like month, my favorite pages in comics have been Marvel. Like, the two-page Silver Surfer Mike Allred page of the Kirby architecture of that impossible place. And this page of Dupe pulling himself through this just like white expanse and then going through all these like painted main character beats of Battle of the Atom and then diving into the floor again to go to a different dimension. It's amazing. Like, it was so well drawn. It's beautifully colored, incredibly written. It's great to read a Pete Milligan book again where he's being over-the-top zany and he's being kind of Shade the Changing Man-esque, like, where he's being very trippy and weird. But a lot of writers, when they try to do that, or they come off as though they're like, I just want to be Grant Morrison. I just want to be Grant Morrison. Whereas when Pete Milligan always did it, it was very original. It was really unique. And it really captured his own voice as a creator who kind of was something really, really special. And the whole theme of the book is perfect to his style of writing because he is kind of a fringe writer. Like, he's always kind of in the margins. He's never been Alan Moore, and he's never been Neil Gaiman. Of the British Invasion, he was probably like the quietest. Yeah. Like, Morrison, Moore, Gaiman, and Milligan were all.
And like,
yeah.
Stanley.
Yeah.
And
the Queen. Yeah. But ultimately, you find at the end that Dupe has been chasing after Kitty Pryde this whole time to propose to her, and he's fallen in love with her, and it's a beautiful issue, the beginning of a 5-issue miniseries. I was so happy with this book. Plus, the Mike Allred front cover is outstanding.
It really is. Yeah. That Mike Allred, he might go places. He might have a future in this business.
I just really, really loved this book. I think you both would love this book too, actually.
Look at
this page. Look how beautiful that page is.
That's the one that I was really upset that I didn't grab because I'm broke. And
you would really enjoy
it. I'll go and
it's only gonna be 5 issues.
Tomorrow or something and buy it.
Well, you can wait for it and trade, or yeah, I would pick it up tomorrow. I think you would really enjoy it.
Well, see, the good thing, guys, I'm not gainfully employed, I'm lamefully employed.
It's time to play the game.
I literally thought of that like 3 days, and I was like, "Gonna use that." And but my employer's place is like 2 minutes from the comic store. So it's really quick. Sweet. Afterwards, you just go over there.
Oh, yeah. I pass your dad's work.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I go to the comic shop and I go, hey, Ryan told me that's where his dad works.
I was going to say that. I'll tell you after. Anyways, yeah, I work and things.
Weird, I yeah. work.
So my favorite. My favorite is this book. I'm going to try not to laugh at his name. Manifest Destiny, issue 6. I think this is probably the fourth time out of 6 that this has been my favorite. It's such a fantastic book. Chris Dingus and Matthew Roberts. I couldn't do it.
Who is fantastic. And there's this awesome, cool, possessed bear on the second page that's wicked.
There's this is maybe the best this book has looked, and that's saying a lot.
There's a lot more monsters in this issue, which is nice.
When they blow up the, is it the Gypsy Fire, the Greek Fire on the bear, that full page is just, oh, it's so cool. We get this giant, like, flower god thing. That is, it's just such a cool design. This took a really different turn from where I thought it was going. From like issue 1, where you get like the minotaurs and stuff, or buffalo tars, and then where it goes to with these like plant gods and these
super cool
like flora zombies or whatever they call them. It's just such a cool book. There's lots of intrigue with that big old burlap Sacagawea. Burlap sack. Julie. She's basically the superhero of the story.
Do you know when the first trade is solicited, or when it's
very
coming
soon?
It's it'll be coming out the next month. Yep.
That's why I picked up Ghosted. Both of your favorite Image books I didn't get in singles, so I'm collecting them in trade.
Did you get Ghosted?
Yep, I have Ghosted. I haven't read it yet.
That's great.
I might read it tonight.
Now, as an aside, the cover
for next month looks so good.
Well, this is the...
Oh, the trade?
Yeah, this is the trade.
Oh, are they doing a skip month?
And it looks cool, yeah. And then issue 7 just has... It has, like, a frog, and then this weird clawed, tentacled hand grabbing at the frog.
Nice.
So, basically what I'm saying is, tentacle monster.
They're both coming out in May. Because I was going to say, I don't mind when books do that now, and they have, like, a month off for the trade to come out, but they're not doing that, so...
I thought Pretty Deadly is going to do that.
I think it's something like the, like... the issue 7 is coming out the end of May, and then the trades come out like very early May. But and May.
Yeah, totally.
But fantastic book.
Cool. Well, that brings us to my favorite part of the show. The end, where Ryan and I get to dance.
And talk a little wrestling. New Women's Champ.
New Women's Champ, Paige.
Good debut.
And we haven't mentioned it on the air, but new World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
WrestleMania was the best Mania since 17, eh?
Yeah. Except, so unfortunately, good. The week after WrestleMania has been clouded by some sad news, but...
yeah, but the Raw was awesome.
Yeah, the Raw was fantastic. Because, you know why? Because I believe.
I believe, too. But anyway, until next week, I am Joey G.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Robbie G.
Stay entertaining.
I always
be a part of the evolution.
And always believe.
Be a believer.
I wish it was